Thank you for coming to my talk. We're talking today about VoxBox server, but let's see what I'm doing or want to do with you. Short introduction, then why we do the things we do, and then what the problem is with it, and then how VoxBox can help us. So, short thing to me. I'm doing Linux since the 2000. Find some strange SUSE Linux and tried it out. I didn't know what is a OS then, and I thought, there's something other than Windows. So, and then in 2011, I started using Puppet in 2.7 version. Quite old, no loops, no nothing. And now I'm working since some years at Betadots GmbH. You might know Martin Alfke, it's his company, the Puppet dinosaur from Germany. And now I'm also doing all the container stuff for Vox Populi. I would love to have more company, so if you know about containers and want to help, just join me. Yeah, besides all this work and Linux stuff, I also use Linux for gaming and have a Windows-free household, so no Windows for gaming. I have a Steam Deck and I have Arch Linux for my main computer for gaming. So, yeah, and I'm German. So, what do we want to do today? We know we want to test modules. When we change something on our Vox Populi modules, we have our great documentation of how to run the tests. Most modules have tests, and it's getting more and more. And then you can be lazy and just push it to GitHub and let the CI do your job. But most cases you want to do it locally because a failed pipeline, there's a mail, there's some bustle-free commenting on the pull request, and then you might work in before and test it locally. And now we come to the problems. You go into the project and then you have to do bundle install, and then you have bundled something. So what is this bundle? Where does it come from? Oh, I need a Ruby installation. So, okay, now I need Ruby. Where do I get Ruby from? Ruby Env or RVM? Ah, damn it. Dependencies. And then I have to install the gems from my project. And some upstream gem has now deprecated Ruby 2.7 and everything breaks altogether. And I cannot test, but I want to test because otherwise I cannot get my pull request. And now I make this face. But fear not, we have the VoxBox. This is a unified testing environment. It includes two standard Ruby versions, one for Puppet 7, it's Ruby 2.7 something, and one for Puppet 8, it includes Ruby 3.2 something. And it is a frozen environment because it's a container, so it's all in there, no dependencies have to be updated if you don't want to. And it works without installing everything in every module again and again. So no sudden breaking dependencies. So if I have some upstream changes, yeah, I don't care because I have it in a container. What we need now, instead of Ruby or something other on bundle stuff, we need Portman or Docker to execute our container. Most people are fine with it. Some people have problems with having container runtimes. Yeah, but that's the trade-off. And then we mount the module deer into the container and run our rake tasks. You know, what can I do else with just running locally? I can use the VoxBox container in some CI environments, because what I can do locally, I can also do in pipelines. I use this for some customers in their GitLab pipelines, because then I have also the stable Ruby environment, the stable test environment. Besides of this, I can not only run the tests, I can do linting, I can do RTK checking or RuboCop checking. So all the great tools we use for our testing and checking and linting and all the stuff is in there. There's also JQ in. Some people need JQ for some JSON things they do. I don't know. And also there is YAMLint in the container because the Python YAMLinting is the best I know. And so I put it also into the container because we need to get our Hira data in line and have some linting on that. Yeah, as I said, I have pre-built containers for Puppet 7 and 8. And the images are at the moment Alpine based. They are built for ARM and for AMD 64. that's the both things I do. And now, demo time. Let's see what can go wrong now. Well, that's my sticky note. So, plus. Can you read it when I do something? Is this readable for you? So I go into some random prepared folder. So I picked the Puppet SSSD module, some random module I picked out of Vox Populi. And now I can just run my container and check if it's working. Let's go to my sticky notes. Let's see what containers do I have. I have some containers, as you see, but I also have locally the Voxbox 7 and the Voxbox 8. So, and now I want to see what I can do with this, with it. Yeah. English is hard for me. So, that's the command I run. I say podman run, IT for interaction, RM to remove the container when it's done. I mount the current directory into it, and the double Z. Do you know what this is?
Nope. SE Linux
context. SE Linux context, yes. Because when you mount it with Podman on a Mac and somehow you cannot access your files which you think you have mounted already, but you cannot access it. And if you have a standard Linux with SE Linux, you need this double Z. And then I say, yeah, container name, and then because I specify a special rake file because some projects have a rake file, some have an older rake file, some have a broken rake file. So I have a minimal standard rake file in the container I can use so that I have all my rake tasks. So let's see what rake tasks I have. So that's a lot. Let's see, we have here all the Vox Populi tasks in there to bundle the modules, to do all the R10K stuff. When I mark something, you cannot see it. Okay. Okay, but we want to do the spec thing because we want to run spec tests. And then I remove the minus capital T and say spec and say enter. It's downloading the fixtures from the forge, and it executes the tests without that I have to install any Ruby, any gems, any bundle, something. Just do tests now. Yeah, what can I do else? I can do RuboCop. Is this Rubu or RuboCop? Trust in my history. No RuboCop errors. Everything seems fine. And now I said I have JQ and YAMLint in it, but I have no task for it. So I can access the container with command line. Where is my... One moment. I need to change the entry point because the standard entry point of the container is rake. Entry point. We have bash. Bash. I thought I installed bash, but you are right. It's Alpine. We have no bash here because we didn't install it. So, I am in my in my mounted directory, and now I can do the yaml lint dot and see, oh, some mis formed YAMLs. So YAML linting also work, and you can also execute it like this in a CI environment. Yeah, did I have something else in my... No, I'm finished with my demo. So any questions, any comments, any updates? Over there?
Yeah, perhaps a stupid question.
I like stupid questions.
Are you intending also to include advanced testing, like, for example, Beaker and Litmus?
Beaker is all, the question was if I intend to integrate also Beaker and or Litmus. Beaker is already in there because I include, maybe I show it. We are inside the container. No. I install the voxpapuli minus test, voxpapuli minus acceptance, and voxpapuli minus release gems into the container. So Beaker is there, but I never tested to run Beaker tests out of a container. But maybe you are quite eager to test it yourself and report back if it's working or not. But Beaker is already there. About Litmus, I don't have any clue how this works. But pull requests are welcome. So, any?
Maybe nice to mention that in the latest release we have integrated once over. So, whereas most of the stuff is used to testing modules only, once over is designed to test a complete repository. So, it's also possible. You also have to change the entry point and run once over, run spec, and we get the whole once over test.
Yeah. I repeat for the recording, Martin mentioned that we also included once over if you don't want to test a module but a control repo. So the once over testing environment is also in there. That's right, I forgot this in my slides. So if you want to have tests for your whole control Puppet control repo, you can do this with once over. It's also included as a GEM. Yes, over there?
If I want to test my code for Windows, is there any possibility to do that?
I don't know. I never tried it on Windows. I don't own a Windows, like I said in the beginning. But as I said to the other guy, you can test it and report back.
All the spec tests and all should work fine.
Spec tests should work fine?
All the Ruby-based testing, all the spec tests and all should work just fine. I did all of that on Windows for years. Running the container on Windows shouldn't be a problem. And I don't think there's any Windows-specific tooling in the standard CI setup for Puppet.
Yeah, like Gene said, it should be working on Windows. He did it for years. Just run a container and see what happens. There's no anti-Windows or pro-Windows bindings or problems in there, which we know of. Yes, there's another question?
Another silly question. I've seen you've made versions 7 and 8, which are targeting Puppet versions 7 and 8, respectively.
Yes.
Versions. Is it also possible to test on specific targeted versions or commits even of a Puppet let's say, if I wanted to explicitly test, for example, 7.26.
I know the PDK can do something like this. You specify a version, and then it somehow installs the Puppet version from the But this is like a frozen environment, so I have a specific version in there. Maybe you can check on the container registry older tags. When you want to have an older 7 or 8 specific tag version, but inside the container while running, you cannot change the Puppet version because it's a pre-installed gem.
We were able to clone the repository, adopt the gem file, to maybe use not Puppet from Ruby gems, but Puppet from the GitHub sources, and then you can specify a specific tag that you want to have inside. But that means you must rebuild the container. But it's basically a simple change.
Okay.
Yeah, Martin from the said that you can download the Docker build and change the gem file to a specific GitHub version of Puppet or commit version or other version and then build a container locally, so you have your special Puppet version you need for your test environment. So, no questions anymore? Then I think we are done. Thank you.